It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Portland. Welcome to the 5:33. These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Only in Australia. Couple comes home to find a koala in their bed. This happened on Wednesday when a Brazilian couple got back to their one-bedroom Airbnb, and there was a koala bear just chilling on the bed. They said, hey, we were excited, scared, and happy all at the same time. I got so nervous, I forgot my English. That's what they said. So
she said she was excited, scared, and happy all at the same time.
Yes.
Sounds like someone is about to test positive for chlamydia.
These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
The Onion wins Alex Jones InfoWars in bankruptcy auction. The Onion, the satirical news company that repeatedly spoofed conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, won the bankruptcy auction yesterday. They got word 15 minutes before the end of the auction that they were going to get it. They plan to take Jones's InfoWars, rebuild the website, and feature well-known internet humor writers and content creators. Of course, Jones, famous for saying the Sandy Hook school shooting was a fake.
Right,
and that's what led to all of this, because he owes him $1.5 billion.
Right. You know, the funny thing is, this real story actually sounds like a story from The Onion.
That's so true.
These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Bear that attacked luxury cars was actually a man in a bear costume. It's a really weird story out of California where these four guys claim that their very expensive cars, Rolls Royce, Mercedes, bunch of stuff, got attacked by a bear up at Lake Arrowhead. They had video of it damaging the cars, allegedly,
was
right?
Was it like a dealership or something?
It was like an insurance scam. They were all trying to like collect money against the cars. So the insurance company said something didn't look good in the video, and they brought in a bear expert. And the guy immediately goes, that's a man in a bear suit.
So they destroyed their own cars.
Like, right, and now they're probably going to prison, yes.
Well, they were caught by a dog and some meddling teens at a mystery machine.
That's not a bear. That's Mr. Curmudgeon.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.